Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is, he loves us, he cares about us in every way possible. Today I want to share something about obedience and disobedience. It's very important. When we do something that God says do, when we are obedient to him, we're placed in a position to learn something that we couldn't know otherwise. It makes things so much easier and better. Things happen that we don't expect. And it's going to be good. When God tells you to do something and you act on it, you're putting in motion something that Satan cannot reverse. So he gets busy trying to... Remember something about the enemy, Satan. He's an illusionist. He lies. He makes things that's good look bad. He makes things that's bad look good. Until you're trapped and can't get out. The only way to spring the trap and the only way to get out of that system is to do things God's way. See, when you do things, if you go by how things look all the time, you're making a limited judgment. When you believe on Jesus Christ, your Savior, that his blood washed away your sin, and you're thankful for what he did for you, you just overcome the world. And when God can give you, some Christians, God can give them instructions and they'll obey it. I'm going to tell you what's happening right now. People that are in obedience are learning much more than people who don't give obedience a chance. People who are obedient to the Holy Spirit and obedient to the pure teaching of the Word, they come out of false doctrine, they come out of false understanding. They do things a greater way. They live better because their life is healing. Their whole life is healing. They're saved, and now their life is enjoying a healing process. But when people get saved and they continue to do things according to the rat race, they continue to do things according to their own limited understanding and the limited understanding of others, they are not learning what people that are in obedience is learning. Now I'm going to show you how far this goes, because I love you. If you take a new believer that just got saved, but their heart, when the Lord tells them to do something, they do it, and they act on it, they avoid so many problems. The Lord may say, he may tell them to do something like study the Word day and night. Well, they'll do it. Alright, every time they read the Word, they are growing as a person. Every time they study the Word, every time they study the chapters and scriptures, they are growing as a person. They're being equipped for life. And every time they act on it, they are growing as a person. Their life is enjoying a healing process. When Satan tries to stop them, they have something to fight from. They have strength within. And sometimes I talk about how I almost got in a fight back in 1987. And I was so angry, I didn't have any strength left. So I was going to do what I normally would do. And then when the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil, it charged my heart. I felt the strength in my heart again. Well, when you study the Word of God, that same strength is charging your heart. You may not realize it, but it is. And this is what happens to people who charge their heart with the Word. They find themselves in the same identical situation that used to take them under or make them frustrated or fearful. And they're not fearful anymore. and they're not frustrated anymore. They're able to do it God's way now. And it can surprise you. That's because you were growing from glory to glory all alone. Now, the Lord taught me the best time to grow is when things are going good. But most of the time, people get in a ditch. They have problems, overwhelming problems. And now, they got to use their faith. They may find out that they got cancer. Now, they got to use their faith, so they start praying. And they don't want to die, so they really seek God. And they don't want their children to die, so they really seek God. And they pull it off. The people get healed. This happens all the time. But those who are obedient, they're growing all the time. It may not look like it on the outside, but see, when a tree grows, before a tree grows up, especially a cedar tree, a wise Baptist pastor that I love taught me this. He said, when you plant a cedar tree, it stays small for a long time, but the roots go way down deep. And when those roots hit water, then the cedar tree grows up. But it grows down before it grows up, just like we do. Now, he was a wise man of God, so I thank God for him. But when we receive the word, we are growing as a person. We start seeing what other people may not see. Now, you can take a man fresh out of seminary. He did what he was supposed to. He went to school. He learned the Bible. He learned, pastors that take time and get an education, they learn things that help them avoid costly mistakes. But if they still have the same responsibility to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and if they yield and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, now, anything that they learn the wrong way, the Lord can expose it to them, so that they can live from the heart. Now, in teaching, I like to teach people. But the Holy Spirit, He teaches people things that they can receive. If the person can't receive it, they can't learn it. But if they can receive it, then they can have faith, and then it can work in their life. So, we have a say-so about what we receive. Every time we receive the Word of God, the pure Word of God, we're growing. Okay, all right, we got that. Now, when you've been taught a certain way, and then the Lord give you more knowledge, He exposed more scriptures to you, more chapters to you. You're able to judge what you've learned before that may be off a little bit, and you can make adjustments. Now, when those adjustments are made, you can do even more for God, and you can learn faster. And when the Lord shows you something, you can receive it faster. The problem is not that God is not operating and showing His people things. They have a problem receiving because of what they think they already know. Now, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. You know, a lady read the scripture every day, every Sunday for years. And Carolyn Stevens at Refuge Temple, she used to read that scripture. And that word got in my heart. And it became a standard. And the Lord began to teach me to follow Him, because I had that part of God's word in my heart. And it works. See, when God give you knowledge, it's to help you. It's not to hurt you. He loves us. Proverbs 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now, that's not always easy to do, but if you ever begin to do it, you'll want to do it. Every time you increase and you see how it works, you want to do it more. That's just the way it is. And that's what happened to me. And one day I made a vow. God taught me something that saved me a lot of problems. And I said, Lord, I'm going to obey You no matter what. Whether I want to or not, I'm going to obey You because it works. And what did I do that for? The Lord, I remembered. And so that meant that every time the Lord gave me something to do, I had to do it because I vowed it. I'm so glad that happened. I don't go around vowing things to God, because now you got to do it. And I got to do that vow forever, which is wonderful. But there were days I said, why did I do that? He gave me things to do that I wasn't used to. I had to make myself do it. He would give me, you know, a lot of people think that they want a word of knowledge for people, or a word of wisdom for people, or a prophetic word to give people. Well, I didn't know that all that was going to happen. And then he gave me prophetic words, or a word of wisdom. He tells me a word of knowledge, and then he has me to give a word of wisdom. Well, when that started happening, I said, I don't know about this. Now, I'm not used to this. I would have chickened out. Being honest with you, I would have chickened out like most people do, because it's challenging. I said, wait, I can't chicken out, because I told him I'd do this. So I would go and pray in the Holy Spirit. I would study. I would ask the Lord to help me and be with me. And then I'd go over there and trembling, and I'd tell the person the word. And then that's it. And they were puzzled, but they all came back and told me, that word you gave me came to pass. I said it was, and sometimes they receive it, sometimes they rejoice, most of the time they were surprised looking. But they all came back and told me what the Lord said, and it worked. Now, so when you follow God, you're going to find out, as challenging as it is, and it's challenging for everybody. It's challenging for preachers. It's challenging to the preachers that you trust. It's challenging for everybody to give a word, especially when you first begin to. But get over it. Do it. Do what God is putting in your heart. It's going to be fine. Sometimes you're the very person that people will hear. And you may not believe that, because people may not always treat you that way. But when you live a life of love and kindness, no matter how other people talk about you, the Lord told me this. He said, if you love people, they'll respect you. If you're wise, you'll hold their attention. If you're holy, they'll trust you. So sometimes you have put things in motion by living according to the fruits of the Spirit, and people see it. And then if it's coming from you, they'll accept it. So don't disqualify the handiwork of God. He know more than we do. And you're going to learn that fact. If God tell you to do something and it's out of the realm of comfort, that's when it's the most challenging. And Satan knows this. And he's going to try to, while you're unbalanced, while you're just beginning, he's going to try to interrupt. But don't let him do it. Now, there's another thing that happened to a man. The rich young ruler came to Jesus, and Jesus gave him an instruction, and he walked away sorrowful. And he never learned what would happen if he would have obeyed God. And he walked away sorrowful because he disobeyed the Lord. The Lord told him to take all of his possessions and sell it, give to the poor, and come and follow him. And because he was so rich, he walked away sorrowful, never knowing that he couldn't give away all those riches. See, the laws of sowing and reaping, he didn't know about. He didn't have a good understanding of sowing and reaping. If you do something like that under God's instruction, miracles are going to follow it. And he didn't learn it. And then people tried to make a doctrine of poverty out of it. You know, you take a vow of poverty. That's not what Jesus had in mind. He was showing him how to overcome his greed problem. How not to let his money be his master. If you're greedy and you know you're greedy, or if you got pride, you have a hard time seeing others do well or better than you, start acknowledging people. You have to get in Satan's face sometimes. And when you rebuke Satan, you have to put him under your foot. If something's a problem, if you have a problem, if you're stingy and you know you're stingy, you've been in the Word and now you realize it's hard for you to get, start helping people. And it'll get, that greed problem will leave your life. and you'll be able to flow with God. You'll be able to master sowing and reaping, and God will be able to trust you with more. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. 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 Everything's free on newlivingletters.com. It's not cheap, but it's free. Now, when you follow God, you're going to learn things that others look over, that they don't realize. And every time we follow God, we grow. And when we come to a point where we appreciate the things of God, and we see how it works. Now, as a Christian, I've been going to church all my life. My dad was a Methodist pastor, wonderful man of God. So was my mother. She was a wonderful woman of God. They were pastors, and they blessed me tremendously with their life and their ways. And they, my dad worked a job right over there at U.S. Pipe in North Birmingham. And he would drive to Utah, Alabama. And before that, Altoona and Collinsville and Fort Payne. He used to travel and go to churches. The churches he pastors was always at least an hour away. And until he retired, then he pastored the church that was in our first neighborhood. Nevertheless, he would work a man's job. And every weekend, he'd go to Utah, Alabama. And then he preached, and he'd be right back at work Monday morning and never complained about it. I saw what happens if you obey God. If you live in obedience, you're learning things. You're in a position to learn things that you can't otherwise learn. So adjustments have to be made. We don't have all of our knowledge perfect. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth. That's his main job. Most people think they limit the Holy Spirit to speaking in tongues and prophesying. The Holy Spirit is here to teach you first and prepare you for God's best. God can't send you out doing greater things if you don't grow up. You got to be like the cedar tree. You got to grow roots, and then you can grow out and you can be a blessing to people. And it's not for a show off either. We don't do this to show off or be in pride. We do this to help people live. When people go to heaven, they a lot of Christians that went to heaven, they want to come. They wish God would let them come back so they can minister right, because they saw greater things in heaven, and they went as far as they could go on earth, and they learned that they could have went much further if they would have paid attention to the Holy Spirit. So never put the Holy Spirit last. Keep him first. Keep him before your own opinions, before your own desires. Keep the Holy Spirit first and foremost. Only mature Christians will do this. Only people who really love God will do this. You can get saved today. You could have been a hard sinner yesterday. Get saved today and start paying attention to the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will grow you up quick. And you won't be a novice either. But God will activate what's already in you and help you to be a blessing to society. And not to show off. It's just the way you are. If you're a new creature, why not live the life of a new creature? If you take an old raggedy Mustang and sandblast it and rebuild the engine and transmission, put it all back together, paint it right, it's like a new car. And sometimes it's better than when the factory made it. It's a new creation. It's restored. But we're more than restored. We get a brand new heart. Our heart is not the old heart restored. It's a brand new one. The old one's changed. And that's why we can live a perfect life. We can live according to God's word. We can live according to his love. We don't want to do wrong. When you first get saved, you have enough love. And if you had enough love to overcome the world, you have enough love to walk according to God's word. But your mind is the same. That's the problem. That's where people struggle. And Satan's still going to try to do false illusions to mess you up. So in order to combat that and counter it well, you have to receive God's word. You have to be the kind of person that receives what the Lord is saying. God told Joshua to study day and night. Now, that studying day and night is, don't look at it as labor. Look at it as a blessing. You're equipping yourself. When you pump gas in your car, you're equipping that car to move and take you wherever you need to go. When you put oil in the engine, you're sustaining it. And you have to do those things. If you put two gallons of gas in there, you're not going to go far. But if you fill it up, now you can go 300 miles or 200 miles or whatever it'll do. It can function. When you put the word of God in your life, you can function in life. You're going to have to make, every day, you're going to have to make hundreds of decisions. Now, consider the law of sowing and reaping. What you put in motion stays in motion, and you're going to reap something. You're putting things in motion in God's green earth, and it's going to cost you something or it's going to bless you. Now, what if all of your decisions were good decisions? Every day, you may not have the best job. You may not make but $7 or $8 an hour. But every time you make decisions, you make godly decisions. Something's going to happen to you. You're going to grow from glory to glory. God's going to show you opportunities that are already there that you can capitalize on. You can get better jobs. You can work the job you have. God will bless you on the job. You'll make more money. That helps. You're being a blessing to the people that you're around. That helps. And see, other people are growing too. And one day, because you were there for them, they're going to put in a good word for you while you're looking for a better situation or a place to stay. Because you were putting things in motion all along, people remember that. And then things, greater opportunities happen because you were there for people. The Lord thinks of everything. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know it's going to be good if you make good decisions every day. But in order to make good decisions every day, you have to receive the Word of God. Now, people who say, well, reading, I don't have time to read the Word. They're not going to do that. So what's going to happen to them? They're going to rely on their judgment. When the Holy Spirit try to talk to them, they don't have the Word in their heart and it won't make sense. See, we judge things according to how we think. But if you don't receive the Word of God, it's hard to receive more of God's Word. When the Holy Spirit got showing you an emergency, hey, don't drive down that street. Don't get on the freeway today. And this happened to a man not long ago. The Lord told him, don't go that way. And he went that way and had a wreck. Because his will was too strong. He leaned to his own ways, his own understanding. That's what happens. But if you can't receive what the Holy Spirit is telling, it might be an emergency. That's why you want your children to, even every parent want their children to obey them. Because little children will run out in the street. And if you say stop, you don't want them to laugh and keep running. You want them to stop. Because you know that one day you may say stop, don't go over there. And they'll laugh and go over there and get bit by the dog or hit by the car. Because they were hard-headed. You have to do something about children that are hard-headed. You have to bring them to the point where they'll listen. Well, the Lord, he's got to do the same thing. But we got to condition our heart to hear him so he can get us out of danger. So we won't go the wrong way and get in a wreck, tear up our car that he blessed us with. That doesn't make sense. God gave you the car of your dream, and then you go tear it up because you wouldn't listen. And many things like that happen. I hear more reports of people doing it the wrong way than the right way. And I know for a fact, every child of God can be guided by the Holy Spirit if they were taught to. And most times people don't teach people that. They teach whatever they think. Preachers teach what they think is important. I teach people, look, you can be guided by the Holy. You have to pay attention. You have to fill your heart with the Word of God. Most people that I know and talk to, they don't want to study the Word. And they don't want to listen to what God is telling them. Now, some of them do, and they're doing better and better. But most people are not going to do it. They're going to watch TV. They're going to listen to the radio and watch TV and talk on the phone and their laptops and jump like that all day. Let's study the word. No, I'm watching this show. All right. You get what you get. But you got to invest in your life. But now, I don't look at studying the word as labor. It's a blessing. On my off day, I'm off. I got me an off day. I had to get where I worked. I was working two jobs for a long time. So I take the weekend off. That's my time. I don't promise anybody anything. Sometimes I leave my phone in another room so I can have my off day. And I read the word. That's what I like to do. I ride my motorcycle for a while and I read the word. I do things that I want to do for a change. But on my off day, I read what I want to read. But during the week, when I'm working, I listen to the word, but I listen to what the Lord put on my heart so I can so I can live and then do these broadcasts. I enjoy all of it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will always be with us. He loves us and He cares for us, and He will bless you in every way and in capacity. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.